Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Please state the name or number.
The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Dial 869-1240.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Drive on KFH.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Top 100 in order.
Oh my goodness. Are you kidding me? I need to dance with somebody. Doodle, what do you think? Old Fashioned Love Song, Three Dog Night, number 68 on my list.
I like the four better yesterday.
You don't like this? Oh my goodness. Classic. Bernie, thanks for holding through the break. How are you?
Fine. How you guys doing?
We're doing fantastic after hearing that song.
That's a good song. Hey, Bob, this is directly to you. As a big avid Royals fan since day 169, as a season ticket holder for the past 10 years, and seen the ups and downs and the wins and losses, and like you said, the World Championships, sometimes I really don't appreciate you ragging on my team. And I know you guys got a lot of World Championships, and that's good. But they're going to be back. They're rebuilding.
13.
But my question to you, Bob, is, how many Cardinal games have you gone this year?
I watch them every day.
I didn't say, how many have you watched? I said, how many have you
attended? That's irrelevant, Bernie. Has no meaning. It doesn't mean anything.
Are you going this weekend?
No, I don't like being around Royals fans, Bernie.
Oh, come on, Bobby. You're making a good excuse. That's a poor excuse, Bobby.
Thanks, Bernie boy. What the heck, Bobby? Really? That's where we're going?
I love it.
To insult me, it's Bobby?
I love it.
Here's Chris. Hey, Chris.
Give it to him.
This is Bobby.
Bob, I want to weigh in a little bit. And, yes, I was already thinking Chiefs football back at the end of April. But I grew up in a St. Louis Cardinals, Kansas City Royals house.
One of your parents was a Cardinals fan and one was a Royals fan?
No, I was the Royals fan, and my dad, who worked at the Eagle back when you first started, was a diehard Cardinals fan.
What's his name? Do you mind telling me?
Yeah, it was Harry Curtis Jr.
Okay.
He's the one that helped put the paper out. Matter of fact, he worked where the lunchroom was down the first
floor. Gotcha.
Yep,
sounds like a wonderful guy. What happened to you? No, I'm kidding, Chris.
See, it's just unbelievable.
Well, I think you remember the Royals. I mean, the Cardinals did a lot during the 70s, but remember, the Royals had the run.
The Royals were better during the 70s, no question about it. I will freely admit that.
And, yes, I mean, unfortunately, Dad passed away in 79, and unfortunately, I would never have heard the end of it because of the end of the 85 World Series. I think the Royals will turn it around. It'll take them one or two, maybe three more years.
Well, you know what? I wish you the best, Chris, because you're a baseball fan, which means you're a salt-of-the-earth individual. But listen, I'm not apologizing for my years of a Cardinals loyalty, and I'm very pleased with my team.
Well, Bob, I wouldn't want you to apologize, and I'm definitely not going to apologize that I'm a Royals fan. And as I said, I've been a Royals fan probably since I can, basically remember, probably 77, probably 76, 77 when they started playing great.
Listen, Chris. Why didn't you follow your father's footsteps and become a Cardinals fan? I don't understand that. It's the same way with my son. What's he doing as an Indians fan? This is something that's passed down through families.
Well, I kind of do feel for you because there's no way in God's green earth I could be an Indians fan. That's why I think when Jeff, you know, mentions it, it's just, you know, makes my skin crawl. But my first game that I remember going to at Busch was August of 1969 against the Chicago Cubs. I have a picture of my father and I sitting up in the stands. I do have one picture that I remember of my dad and I out front of Busch in front of the old Stan Musial statue when it was, you know, back when it was the round Busch.
Right.
And
it obviously didn't it set itself with you, and you turned on your dad and became a Royals fan. That which is your choice, Chris. I wish you the best.
Well, Bob, thank you. And next year, I really promise. I'm really trying my best to give some donations to.
Don't try to soften me. I love that. I love the fact that you want to help League 42. You're a beautiful person for that. But right now the debate is Royals Cardinals. Don't try to tug my heartstrings. Thanks, Chris. I appreciate it. You got to get to another call. Kenny, you're on the show. Right now there are no heartstrings. Kenny, are you there?
Yes.
Here we go, buddy.
I used to be a big Cardinal fan growing up.
Good for you. What happened?
I listened to the radio all the time, never missed a game. And then all their players started retiring, Musial, Shindeens, Boyer, Country Enos Slaughter.
My God. You're going way back, Kenny.
Yes. And
well, players do retire, and new players replace them.
Yes,
it's about the franchise. It's not necessarily about the players. It's about the birds on the bat.
But I was still a Cardinal fan, and then that one year they traded Steve Carlton, Jerry Royce, Mike Torres, and they all won 20 games the next season, and that kind of soured me on the Cardinals.
Thanks,
and
Kenny.
I've been a Royals fan since 60.
The Royals have made a lot of blundering trades as well, Kenny. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. But don't throw trades at me. Yeah, they traded Steve Carlton. It was a bad trade. They traded Jerry Royce. It turned out to not be a very good trade. They traded Mike Torres. He had one or two good years in New York with the Yankees. But you move on. But the Cardinals... You don't throw trades out at me.
Well, why not? He said that was part of his opinion.
It is his opinion, and he's entitled to have it.
Well, but then why are you mad that he threw out the trades?
Because those trades were bad.
He was explaining to you why he kind of got off the Cardinal bandwagon.
The trades were bad.
And so he jumped to be a Royals fan.
And what's that done for?
It's been painful, except for a couple of years.
Every team makes bad trades.
No question.
And every team makes great trades. How about Kent Bottenfield to the Angels for Jim Edmonds, huh? That one turned out pretty well, didn't it?
That was a doozy.
So, I mean, you got your history of bad trades, good trade. You hope to make more good than bad. You hope to draft good players. You hope to develop good players. You hope to make good free agent signings. You hope to have great instruction in your minor league system. That's how you build winning franchises.
Fair enough.
And money doesn't hurt.
Well, of course. When it comes down to it, that's the bottom line of everything.
Money doesn't hurt. And the Royals have been not a big spender.
No.
They don't spend big. They're a small market franchise. The Cardinals don't have a huge market, but they've captured the hearts of that city and that region. They draw 40,000 a night.
And that helps.
Yeah.
No question about it.
I'm even getting to you. You're not very happy right now.
I'm fine right now. I enjoy listening to the callers and their side of things. I enjoy you trying to get rid of them when they're starting to make a point that you don't really like.
I'm not going to keep a caller on here for 5 minutes. I want to have a show. So you think I rushed the guy that ended up calling me Bobby because I'm not going up to Kauffman Stadium this weekend?
No, but that was good. I still like that.
First of all, every weekend of my life is pretty much full.
What do you got going on this weekend?
I got a League 42 get-together and on Saturday. So there you go.
That's
good. You got anything else?
I got nothing.
No, I'm turning on you.
I simply asked you a question. Just you said you got stuff going on all the time. And if it was 11 days out, I would buy it. But it's inside of 10 days, so I know the answer.
All right, we got a lot out of a lot of mileage out of that stuff. I mean, it's like turning on a faucet. You start talking Royals Cardinals around. Well, there's a series this weekend.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, I get a little apprehensive. Even though the Cardinals are going pretty good right now, I don't like to lose to the Royals one iota.
That'd be painful. Painful for you, no question.
I don't enjoy it one bit. So, yeah, I'm a little tense. I'm hopeful that St. Louis goes in there with legions of Cardinals fans. There'll be thousands of them in the camp. They don't need my help. They can take care of it. Now, I am tempted to go out to Denver next month or later this month and see the Cardinals play Colorado out there. That'd be fun at Coors Field. Well, don't know that I will or not.
Yeah, but as of right now, you're going.
And no, I'm not even saying that.
You're not even that. Not even that close.
I can't even say that right now. All right, let's take a break. When we return, Bill Snyder will coach into his early 100s.
That's
at K-State.
Wow.
New contract extension today. Bill Snyder signed up through 2022. My God, I'll be 100 by that time. He's older than me.
He doesn't like to be at home.
He's your K-State football coach for the near and even far future.
Oh, yeah, it sounds like it.
Back in a minute, this is Bob Lutz and Jason Duda on The Drive.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.